En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos, sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Happy Halloween to you or yours. So whether you planned on passing out candy to the kiddos, maybe you were taking your own kiddos out today, maybe you're going to a high school football game, whatever you were doing, man, hopefully you have a fantastic Friday. We got a lot to get into. Let's not waste anybody's time. Let's get right to it. I want to play this audio for you guys. This is from Dan Orlowski of ESPN's Get Up. He considers this to be a must-win for the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, this is a must-win for Buffalo, and I go back to why last season ended the way it did. If you go to this matchup at home in Buffalo, Josh Allen has that massive run on fourth down that basically salts the Chiefs away, and then you go to the playoff game, that fourth down that was on the road in Kansas City where he's running around against that pressure, no plan for the protection, and it's a Hail Mary heave up with ends up being somewhat of a drop by Kincaid. For Buffalo to get to the Super Bowl, that game in the playoffs has to be played in Western New York.
I can't disagree with a lot of what Dan Orlowski had to say, but I think this is very important to note. I think this game is equally important for both sides. Now, maybe you don't want to admit it, and that's perfectly fine, or maybe you just don't believe it. That's also perfectly fine. But the Chiefs are in a legitimate fight with two other teams for the division. So at this point, losing a game is potentially losing ground. Now, the Chiefs have the opportunity to make that ground up. They still have two games against the Broncos, and they still have a game against the Los Angeles Chargers. So I don't want to make it seem like all is lost if they lose this, but I think it could potentially take 12 wins to win the AFC West. You already got three losses, so you don't have a lot of wiggle room yet when we're talking about your ability to go out there and win the division. I would argue the exact same thing for the Buffalo Bills. They have a legitimate contender in the division. Now, the Jets not going anywhere. The Dolphins not going anywhere. They just fired their general manager. But the Patriots are a legitimate contender, and the Patriots have already won a game in Buffalo. So both teams are fighting the exact same fight in their division. You got to keep up. You got to keep pace. You are looking around, and usually you are used to being a couple meters ahead of the competition. Right now, you're from behind potentially, and you're trying to catch up. So I think that's very important to note. I also think when looking at the conference, so not the division, but the conference, Indianapolis right now, they're the favorite to be the one seed in the AFC. It's not Kansas City. It's not Buffalo. It's Indianapolis. They also play in a down division, and you would think that the Colts are going to continue to gobble up wins. They're getting capable quarterback play. They're running the football effectively. Their defense is playing good. There's a lot of reasons to think that the Colts can win 13 games or more this season. So, you are in a legitimate fight. That matters. You guys are both, I would say, in almost the exact same position in your respective divisions and in the conference. So I don't think that this game necessarily means more for one side than the other side. I think it is equally important to both sides. Now, I think from a statement perspective, it could mean two different things. For Kansas City, there is a big difference going into the bye week at 7-3, coming off a four-game win streak, one win against the potential best team in the NFC, and one game against one of your contending teams in the AFC. I'm talking about going into that Cancun weekend or wherever you plan on going with all of the confidence in the world. It will almost completely eliminate the 0-2 start if they win this game and go into the bye week 6-3. You go into the bye week 6-3 with the ability to get healthy. You get Isaiah Pacheco back. You got Trey Smith back. You'll get everybody back coming up for a very important division game coming up in a couple of Sundays against the Denver Broncos. Like, you cannot undersell what it means to be 6-3. You are right there in the mix with everybody else. You didn't lose ground. You are right there. So that is a massive, massive advantage for the Chiefs. 5-4 is a little bit different. Now, this is something I am guilty of, and I think a lot of people in the media are guilty of. We talk about the Chiefs like they're the best team, even though they don't have the best record. Now, benefit of the doubt, how they've played, they've earned it. I don't think you can have that conversation going into the bye week if the Chiefs are 5-4. And the Broncos game then coming after the bye week is an absolute must win. If you are 5-5 heading into the middle part of November, and you are three games back in your division, we got to start having some real tough conversations about the Chiefs. Now, I'm picking Kansas City. I'm not here to fearmonger. I'm just giving you the options of what a win means for Kansas City and what a loss in heading into the bye week potentially means for Kansas City. If you're Buffalo, a little bit of this is kind of stemming the tide. You've already had your bye week, and you are beat up. You are injured on almost every single phase of the defense, whether it's your best pass rusher, the linebacker room, the corners, the safeties. You are beat up at every single level. If you can potentially steal this game and protect home turf and continue to get healthy and get right, you stay right on track. But the worst thing that could possibly happen to Buffalo is this is a team that possibly doesn't win their division. They're the 5 seed, and now you maybe got to go on the road to Baltimore in the first round of the playoffs. Maybe you got to go on the road to Kansas City, and maybe in the AFC championship game, you got to go on the road to Indianapolis. If that's the case, Buffalo, I would start preparing for the NFL draft. With your defense, with your lack of offensive weapons, I would start preparing for the NFL draft if that's the path that you have to see. I feel much more confident about Kansas City's ability to navigate potentially as a wild card team than I would feel good about Buffalo's team. Buffalo does one thing incredibly well, at least so far this season. That's run the football. They're the best rushing team in the league. But their passing game, it leaves a little bit to be desired. We asked Jeremy White about this earlier today. Here's what he said.
The big story around here, even though they won last week 49 over Carolina, the big story is that the offense does not look right, especially the passing game. Sure, the Bills can run for 200, and if they face a team that can't stop the run, they can run all day and win the game that way. But in obvious passing situations, the Bills' offense is in trouble. Josh Allen is taking more sacks. His pressure-to-sack ratio has always been very good. He's getting hit a lot. He's getting sacked a lot, and teams are blitzing him more and more and more because there are no threats on the outside. Teams are not afraid of the Bills' weapons. And right now the quarterback is paying for it. He's also not without blame here. He's not played particularly well. Turned the ball over a couple of times, missed some open throws, missed some open reads. So right now, the number one thing Bills fans would probably like to see would be see the MVP quarterback look like an MVP, because it's been a little while since that's happened.
So taking a look at the Buffalo Bills and how they performed on offense so far in the first 7-8 games of the season, they are running the ball exceptionally well. Between Josh Allen and James Cook, they have over 1,000 yards rushing so far through the first 7 games of the season. They have 13 touchdowns between the two of them. Those two are running the ball at an exceptional level. Offensively, that's kind of about it. Now, I like Khalil Shakir. I think he is a very productive player. If Khalil Shakir is your number one wide receiver, you got some problems because that's not who he should be. Hollywood Brown shouldn't be your number one receiver. Tyquan Thornton shouldn't be your number one receiver. You know what they are? Very productive role players. That's not what Buffalo is asking Shakir to be. This is where I think you see the separation between these two organizations. Kansas City drafted Rashee Rice. He has turned into a potential star. Xavier Worthy drafted in the first round. He has turned himself into a potential star. That's not really what anybody on Buffalo has turned into. They spent the draft pick on Khalil Shakir, mid-round pick. He has turned out to be a very productive player. Dalton Kincaid, they spent the 25th overall pick on Dalton Kincaid. Is he one of the top three tight ends in the league? Is he one of the top five tight ends in the league? Has he been one of those transformative players? I don't think so. Keon Coleman. I love Keon Coleman coming out of college. He's a player I wouldn't mind to see in Kansas City. You listen to anybody, it sounds like they're playing him out of position, so they're not getting the most out of his ability. Keon Coleman is averaging less than 10 yards a catch. That's bad for a player of his ability. He has 260 yards receiving so far this season. We're talking about in year two, you didn't take a jump, you didn't develop, and we're looking at a potential 650-yard wide receiver that you took with the 33rd overall pick. They spent $28 million on Joshua Palmer. They spent $18 million guaranteed. He has 200 yards so far for them this season. So you haven't swung big and connected in free agency. And you haven't done that same thing when it comes to the draft, where Kansas City, they've been smart with their free agent acquisitions. You're paying Juju next to nothing. You got Tyquan Thornton for $1 million. You got Hollywood Brown, who's making $8 million guaranteed. Between the three of those guys, you still got $8 million to play with if you're talking about guaranteed money for Joshua Palmer. And when you drafted high in the first round, with Xavier Worthy, you connected. When you drafted Rashee Rice, you connected. That's not what Buffalo has right now. I'm picking Kansas City because I just think they're better. I think the Chiefs have the better head coach. I think their quarterback is currently playing better. I think their quarterback has more things around him than I think that Buffalo's quarterback does. I trust Kansas City's defense more. I think Kansas City's defense can take away the things that Buffalo wants to really do well, and that's run the football. They run the football exceptionally well. They have more rush yards than anybody else. I think you got to ask the question, well, that's great. Well, what else do you do? They don't throw it well. They haven't protected their quarterback great. And if your way to beat the Chiefs is to just go Super Saiyan, go Superman, I think that Spags can figure some things out and limit some things, and you can really have some success against this team. I told you guys, I feel confident in this game. I'm actually flipping the line a little bit. I'm taking the Chiefs -3.5. I think it will be noticeable at the end of the game that the Chiefs are the better team. That's the best way to put it. I think it will be noticeable. Last year in the regular season, I thought Buffalo was better than Kansas City at that point. I thought they needed a little bit more. I thought they were the better, healthier team. I think that will be the feeling in this game. I think the Chiefs win this game 31-21. I think they win this game by at least a touchdown. I feel good about Kansas City heading into this matchup. I feel good about the momentum and the way that they've played. I feel good about the offense. I feel good about a defense that feels like it turned the corner the last couple of weeks. We will continue to talk Chiefs and Bills coming up in the second segment, in the 5:30 segment. We'll hear from Danny Parkins of FS1. But Rob, let's get to the hits.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home. And now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
As always, carrying the baked, the hits are brought to you by Baker University. Make your next era orange at Baker University, the first university in Kansas, and ranked number one in return on investment among private universities in Kansas. Baker University, forever in our orange era.
All right, this is how I would like to do the hits today, and shout out to Baker University. This is how I would like to do it. I want to take a trip down memory lane between these two teams, and that will be hits. The hits for today. We got to start with, I mean, if we're going to take a trip down memory lane, we got to start with this one, don't we?
36-36 tie in overtime. Chiefs first down and goal to go. Mahomes looks to throw it.
pump faking, right side, he wants it, a comeback cut, it is caught by Kelce, touchdown, Kansas City, one of the greatest duos in the history of the National Football League, Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce on a push fade comeback, and the Chiefs have won this incredible divisional playoff game in overtime.
I don't know if you could quite possibly have more of a swing of emotion than the final 10 minutes of actual time between Chiefs and Bills. The Chiefs have a 33-29 lead. I mean, the Chiefs scored a touchdown. It was with 1 minute left in the game. The Chiefs probably feel we have a 4-point lead. We just got to get one stop. And if we get one stop in this game, we win the game. Like, we don't talk about that part of it. The Chiefs defense had an ability to end the game. They gave up a touchdown. Harrison Butker kicks the ball off. It is 1 minute left. And then Josh Allen happened. 28-yard pass, 12-yard pass, 16-yard pass, 19-yard pass, touchdown with 13 seconds left on the clock. Josh Allen deserves a lot of credit for getting his team down the field in 47 seconds on the road at Arrowhead. They score a touchdown. Now, I imagine many of you at that moment are thinking, man, we lost. The season is over. What can we do? Well, we know how this story ends. 13 seconds left in the game. The Chiefs run two plays. Rob, they ran two plays. They kicked a 49-yard field goal. It's not like Harrison Butker hit some 61-yard miraculous field goal. No, they got themselves in a manageable distance and kicked a 49-yard field goal. They win the coin toss. They go down the field. I think it is the best game that we have ever seen at Arrowhead. Now, I know they didn't win the next week, but you talk about one of the most remarkable wins that you could possibly have. Whenever Patrick Mahomes' career is over and they make the ultimate 15-minute highlights, the touchdown pass that he threw to Travis Kelce and the celebration will absolutely be included. That is one of the best memories so far of his career. So that is going to be hit number one. They haven't always been against this. Did have this one.
20-17 Buffalo. They send another blitz. Selling out. Flag on the play. Might be a free one. They've got Kelce at the 30. Kelce 25. Angling back. 20. Now he's going to lateral it back at the 15-yard line. It's Tony. 10. 5. Touchdown. Kansas City. They mess around in practice with this all the time. It's going to go with a 49-yard touchdown. Kelce, the old University of Cincinnati offside, quarterback.
Number 19, offense, lined up in the neutral zone. 5-yard penalty. Check it out.
I don't know. I'm serious. I don't know if Patrick Mahomes ever talked to Kadarius Toney after that moment. Like, not a single time. Did you know Kadarius Toney, he only played in one more game the rest of that season. He played in the New England game. He had 5 yards receiving, and I think the Chiefs just said, you know what, we're done here. And then in 2024, he then is off the team. He then plays with Cleveland. He had basically no statistics, and that was kind of the end of Kadarius Toney's career. Like, that game is quite literally the end of Kadarius Toney's career. He plays in 4 NFL games after that. He almost immediately uploaded a SoundCloud page after that. I've never seen Patrick that mad. The two times I would say it's even close, it's the AFC playoff game against Jacksonville when he gets hurt and he wants to go back in the game and Andy basically tells him no. And it was that game. Just, how could you do this? Line up correctly. This already screwed me one time. I should have won the 6 Super Bowls, and now you're going to line up correctly. I don't think he's ever talked to him after that. I think he deleted his number out of his phone. I think he honestly deleted his number. Please get away from me. I don't want you around. Please stay away from us. That was the end of Kadarius Toney's career. I want to play a couple more for you guys as we are taking a trip down memory lane between these two teams. And they just, something always happens when these two teams play each other. They have played each other 9 times between Mahomes and Josh Allen. And we're not even counting the time where Clyde Edwards-Helaire ran for 170 yards with nobody in the stands. Just something always happens when these two teams play each other. A couple of things that I think have to be pointed out with Josh Allen. Because I don't know why we don't tell the complete story with Josh Allen's career. It's like we only want to tell the good parts and nobody wants to tell the bad parts, which we do with just about everybody else. We tell these parts of the story. The last 2 years, Buffalo has had a chance to beat Kansas City in the postseason. They absolutely have. And both times, their quarterback was not good enough to put one drive together to possibly end the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's go back to 2 years ago and the missed field goal.
1:47 to go in the game on fourth down and 9 for the Buffalo. Placement down. Bass's kick is up, and the kick is no good! A little prophecy! Tyler Bass has struggled, and he just misses the kick.
Kansas City will next snap with a 34-yard.
And the Chiefs will take over at the point of the missed kick. Their own 34-yard line as Tyler Bass misses this wide to the right.
The Buffalo Bills had the ball with 2:07 to go, first and 10 from the Chiefs' 27-yard line. Down 3. You got a chance to win that game. It was a 15-play drive. They were moving the football. Well, we all know at some point it becomes money time. I don't care what you did back there. All right, it's go time now. It was first and 10 from the 27-yard line. Buffalo got one more yard in that game. One more yard. You lost. I'm sorry. You lost. We got to tell the full story of Josh Allen's career. It's not like he hasn't had chances to beat Patrick Mahomes. He definitely has had chances. He just hasn't capitalized on any of those chances. That was an opportunity at home in the playoffs with the ball with less than 8 minutes to go. They had it, and they had a 6-minute drive. They were moving the football against Kansas City's defense until they stopped. First and 10 from the 27-yard line. They got one more yard and kicked a 40-something yard field goal. Their kicker missed. You lose. Good day, sir. Go home. Same thing happened last year.
Four to the left side of the field. That's the wide side. Ball will be snapped on the right hash. Fourth and 5, Josh Allen. Now he brings Khalil Shakir in motion. Orbit motion. Now peels back to the left. Chiefs are chasing Josh Allen. He throws it up for grabs, and the pass is incomplete! Incomplete! Off the arm of the would-be receiver, Dalton Kincaid! Kansas City has the second fourth down stop in this half!
That was the Chiefs radio network. I mean, last year, same thing. The Chiefs are up 32-29. This is a close one-possession game. The Chiefs, it's tied at 29. The Chiefs go down the field, and they kick a field goal. The Chiefs do what they're supposed to do. Now, you feel like you left a little bit of money on the table, but the Chiefs go down the field and get points. Now it's on Buffalo. It is first and 10 from the 30-yard line with 3 minutes to go. This is what you spend all offseason. This is what you spend 20 weeks of the NFL season preparing for this moment. The MVP quarterback on the road at Arrowhead with an opportunity to silence everybody. They got 16 yards on the drive and got a turnover on down. That's what they got. They went 16 yards and got a turnover on down. He didn't complete a pass on the drive. So I just want everybody to tell the truth about Josh Allen. It hasn't all been woe is me. It hasn't just been the 13-second. It hasn't just been that. Some of that has been you. Some of that has been your offense. Some of that has been your team and the inability to come through, to break through in this one. And I've been saying this all week. If Buffalo fumbles this opportunity they have right in front of them where they can be the one seed, where their division feels wide open, it will haunt them forever. And if you were thinking about Kansas City's offense and the way that they have played of late, this is not encouraging if you were them. I want to play for you guys what Jeremy White had to say, talking about the Bills' pass defense. It ain't good.
They've got issues. I mean, Ed Oliver is out. He's been great when he's in. He's out. At safety, Taylor Rapp, he just was put on injured reserve last week. He is going to miss the rest of the season after a knee issue, but he was downright dreadful for them in the secondary, and safety was a big, big concern. Terrell Bernard and Matt Milano are both good to go for this game, but we've got big questions about them. They're just not playing the way they used to. So it's a defense that went through an overhaul, and only about half of the reinforcements that have supposed to come in have come in. But I tend to agree, if you think you can get this defense, I think you can too. There's a stat out there that they're good against the pass. But I think that's a lie. I think it's kind of only good against the pass because of teams having so much success against the run that they don't really need to pass. If Kansas City comes in and passes, I think we're about to find out the Bills' pass defense might be a problem too.
That ain't encouraging right now playing the Chiefs. I mean, that's just not encouraging. You know, we talk about styles make fights. If you were playing Kansas City with a shaky pass rush and a leaky secondary, that don't sound good. That don't sound good at all. You know, Andy. Andy is waiting to throw it 40 times. He hates this 3rd-and-1 we got to run the ball. Nah, we throwing it 40, 50 times. Y'all can't get after the quarterback and you can't defend? You think you're defending Rashee Rice with that guy? You think you're stopping Xavier Worthy with him? I'm about to light y'all up today. It don't sound good for Buffalo. Maybe you guys think I'm overconfident heading into this matchup. I genuinely feel like the Chiefs are just better than Buffalo. I just genuinely think they're better. I don't trust Buffalo. They've played 2 teams with the pulse this year. They lost to both of those teams. They lost at home to the Patriots, and they got handled by the Falcons. I mean, it wasn't close. At least when the Chiefs lost on the road against the Jaguars, it was back and forth, pick six here. No, from start to finish, they let Bijan Robinson and Michael Penix just fish fillet the defense. I'm not as high on Buffalo as I was coming into the season, but Buffalo's got a chance. We can all play the schedule game with Buffalo. If they beat Kansas City, that conversation's over. You beat who we think's the best team in the league. It's over. You regrouped. You won. You're not at 100%. You figured out a way to win. We got to give Buffalo their props. Same way with Kansas City. If you go on the road and beat this Buffalo team and you're heading into the bye at 6-3, you got to feel great about where you are. Coming up on the other side, we had Park join us earlier today. We'll play it for you. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. On your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back into the show, getting you ready for Chiefs and Bills. Well, earlier today, we got a chance to catch up with Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1, but he's Parko on this show. You guys know that. We talked to him about the clip where Jim Nance said that these two quarterbacks need each other, and we asked him if he agreed or disagreed.
Josh Allen is the second best player in football. Mahomes is the best. Allen has beaten Mahomes in the regular season. Mahomes has beaten Allen in the playoffs, but it is the ultimate team game. Where Nick and I agree that, like, he agrees with me that Allen is the second best player in football. Where we disagree, I think, is on, like, the gap in the talent. The Bills traded the Chiefs the 10th overall pick in the 2017 draft, where the Chiefs drafted Mahomes. My argument is if the Bills would have kept that pick, and the Chiefs would have drafted Mahomes, and Allen would have had the year behind Alex Smith, and he would have had Andy Reid, and he would have had Tyreek Hill, and he would have had Travis Kelce, and he would have had, you know, Schwartz and that offensive line and the whole thing, Josh Allen would be a Super Bowl champion today. And Patrick Mahomes would be largely in the situation that Josh Allen is in today. Like, that they are close enough as talents. Now, maybe the Chiefs have one less, and maybe Buffalo has broken through and has one, but I do not believe that the gap between the individual of Patrick Mahomes and the individual of Josh Allen is so insurmountable, is so huge, that it's ridiculous to say that those two are rivals. Now, is Mahomes the winner of the rivalry? Of course. Is it truly Manning v. Brady because Brady had the team accomplishments and Manning had the individual statistics? Like, no, it's not a perfect corollary. But when we're talking about the best against the second best, and by my eye test, my scout test, or whatever, the second best is not that much worse than the first guy, I think it's totally reasonable to say that they're rivals.
This is where I think there has been proven to be a decent-sized gap between these two. I've seen Mahomes in a lot of those ideal quarterback situations, those textbook, your team is down four, you got to go down the field, you got to score a touchdown, it is on you to lead a drive. And I've seen Mahomes have success in those scenarios. The last two seasons, Buffalo had a chance to knock off Kansas City. 2 years ago, they settled for a field goal, and Tyler Bass missed a 47-yard field goal. The next year, Buffalo got the ball at the 30-yard line. They didn't get to midfield in that scenario, turnover on downs, and then Kansas City wins the game. Where I'm with you. I think if we are judging regular season accomplishments, I don't think there's a large gap between these two. But if we're talking bottom of the ninth, 10 seconds left in the game, we're talking a two-minute drive, you got to go down the field. I've seen Mahomes do that time after time where I haven't seen Josh Allen do that yet, and that's the difference in these two.
Well, did he do it in the 13-second game?
And then Mahomes did it better than him, which sometimes in life people are just better than you. Patrick Ewing's right, an incredible player. Reggie Miller's an incredible player. Michael Jordan was just better than they were. That's life.
Right, but that's the thing. When people keep saying, when you do bottom of the ninth or you do basketball, this isn't baseball or basketball. This is football. Like, Josh Allen literally did it, and he left 13 seconds on the clock. And then Mahomes did it, but Mahomes needed Butker to make a kick. And then he needed to win a coin toss. Like, things that he didn't have anything to do with. And then they went and they did it in overtime, to his credit. And I'm not trying to take anything away from Mahomes. Mahomes is, I'm with you. He's the most talented guy I've ever seen. He is chasing Brady. I'm not saying that, I'm not taking anything away from him. I am merely saying that Josh Allen absolutely, to me, has proven that he can do it, but he doesn't have Andy Reid. He doesn't have Chris Jones. He doesn't have the things that Mahomes has had that have been better on the Chiefs side than the Bills side. And if we go back to from 2020 to today, Mahomes is first in the NFL in passing yards, passing touchdowns, regular season wins, and playoff wins. Josh Allen is third in passing yards. Justin Herbert just passed him for second like 2 weeks ago. He is second in passing touchdowns, second in regular season wins and second in playoff wins. So if the guy is second to Mahomes in everything, in a 5.5 year sample, I just can't say that the gap is that big because of a drive in a playoff game last year. Like, was it a big drive? Of course. But there's no part of me that believes that Josh Allen, who's had, 24 touchdowns and 5 turnovers in his 10 career games against Kansas City, who's averaging over 300 yards from scrimmage against the Chiefs in the playoffs. Like, there's no part of me that believes that Josh Allen is not good enough to beat the Chiefs in the regular season or the playoffs.
Right now, we're talking to Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1. You can catch him on First Things First coming up later today. Danny, if I had a crystal ball and I tell you that one of these teams lose their division, that either Denver, New England, the Chargers, whomever you think it's going to be, that those teams are going to represent the AFC West or East and not Kansas City or Buffalo, which team do you think it would be? Which team is more likely to lose their division? Is it Kansas City or Buffalo?
Kansas City. Just because there's two teams in front of them. Like, again, I think the Chiefs are going to win their division. Like, to be very clear, I didn't, leave Kansas City and become a Chiefs hater. Like, I root for the Chiefs if it's not the Bears. I marvel at what Mahomes and Reed do. I'm close still with people in the organization, my wife's family. Like, it's not that. But just, the math of it says if the Chiefs lose this game to Buffalo and fall to 5-4 and they're in third place, Denver's got Houston, 50-50 shot of being 7-2. The Chargers have the Titans, a 70-30 shot, if not more, probably more, actually, 80-20, of them being 6-3. So the Chiefs would be a game back of the Chargers in the loss column, 2 games back of the Broncos, but really 2 games back of the Chargers because they already lost the game head-to-head. So I just think because of the hole they dug and there's 2 other good teams in the AFC West and there's only 1 other good team in the AFC East, that just the math says that the Chiefs are more likely to not win their division. But again, to be clear, I think both the Chiefs and the Bills will win their division.
Right now, we're talking to Danny Parkins, getting you ready for Chiefs and Bills. One criticism that a lot of people here locally have had about Buffalo is, if you look at their schedule, it's a little soft. Now, they beat the Ravens in Week 1. I think they get credit for beating the Ravens. The Ravens were not hurt at that time. Sure, we got different information as the season progressed, but that's a good win in Week 1 for Buffalo. Since then, any team that they've played with the pulse, they lost. They lost to the Patriots at home. They went on the road against the Falcons and really just got dominated. The Falcons controlled that game for all 60 minutes of it. Do you have questions about Buffalo, maybe, and their ability to stand up against those teams? This team, this Buffalo team, they don't seem as dominant as some of the teams that we've seen in years past, where I got to see them proven in 2025 that they're in that same caliber that we've seen them over the last handful of years.
I agree completely. I think that is totally fair. I think that's more fair on the defensive side of the ball. I think Josh Allen is a proven commodity, and I think their offensive line is excellent, and James Cook leads the NFL in rushing. So I do not think that there's much question for me about the Bills' offense. The Bills' defense, I think, is 9th right now in scoring, but to your point, they've played a bunch of tomato cans, and their rush defense is the worst it's been under Sean McDermott by more than 20 yards per game. And their pass defense, statistically, is okay, but when they played Drake May, they got carved up, and when they played Lamar Jackson, they got carved up. And there's the Ed Oliver injury, and there's some issues there with some injuries on the defensive side of the ball. So the Chiefs should move the ball. The Chiefs should put it in the end zone. The Chiefs have scored 28 points in 5 straight games at this point, including the loss to Jacksonville. So yeah, I definitely think there are questions about how good this Buffalo team is on the defensive side of the ball. I do not think there are legitimate questions about how good Josh Allen or their offense is.
Normally, I feel like these two teams are pretty even, but my take this week has been this. In Week 2, I picked the Philadelphia Eagles. And people are like, why? Why are you picking the Eagles? Well, because the Eagles were just better than Kansas City. We saw that in the Super Bowl. There was no reason to think otherwise. I kind of feel the same way, but in reverse, at least for this one. I think right now Kansas City is better than Buffalo. I like their quarterback more with how he's playing. I think Mahomes is playing as well as any quarterback in the league. This is as well as Mahomes has played in maybe 3 seasons. I think Kansas City's offense is more complete this year than they've been in years past. I like Kansas City's offense. You just mentioned the defense. No question to me who has the better defense in this. I would take the Chiefs coaching staff over I would take the Bills. I just think that the Chiefs are a better version of the Bills, and I'm guessing on Sunday we see that play itself out.
Yeah, I think that's all totally fair. Listen, the Bills were my Super Bowl pick before the year, and Josh Allen was my MVP pick on TV. But like, it's not who you play, but when you play them. Right now, there's really no argument to be made that the Bills are better than the Chiefs. Now, they play them tough all the time. They play them tough in the regular season. It's in Buffalo. It's maybe the last time the Chiefs go, you know, obviously we don't know how the playoffs are going to shake out, but it could be the last time the Chiefs go to this stadium. It's going to be a raucous home crowd environment for Buffalo. So this game can go either way, but based on the 2025 data that we have on these two teams, like clearly the Chiefs have put together a more impressive resume than Buffalo.
That was our guy, Danny Parkins of FS1. Coming up on the other side, we'll give you our official prediction. We'll also look ahead to the action that we have coming up this weekend. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 96.5 YouTube channel. The Drive brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, before we sign off, I think the Chiefs win this game comfortably. My official prediction is going to be 31-21. What do you have, Rob?
We see this very, very similar. I also the Chiefs by a big number. I believe I put it 34-24, so I think the Chiefs are taking care of business. Easy money this weekend.
Let's go through the other games that we have this week in the National Football League.
I think there's like five big games, and that one is Chiefs and Bills is in that conversation as well. You know what? There's probably only one college game I would say I'm really interested in this week.
Can you even watch it?
It's Texas Vanderbilt.
Can you even watch that one? You have YouTube TV.
I can't watch it through YouTube TV. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to watch it. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to watch it. But yeah, I'm going to watch it. You think Texas wins this game? You think we end? You think the Vanderbilt conversation's over? Because if they lose this game, it's over.
I think Vanderbilt wins. I don't think Arch is playing either. I think they're playing coy with Arch, but I don't think Arch is playing. Even if he does, I don't think
better for Texas if Arch don't play.
I mean,
you think their backup's worse than what we've seen that kid do so far this season?
Texas needed a miracle, like an overtime stop against Kentucky, dregs the SEC, and they needed a historic comeback against Mississippi State. This is a massive level up in competition. Now, it'll be an ugly game, but I think Vanderbilt's going to win, and we're going to actually have legitimate Vanderbilt playoff conversations.
Yeah, I was reading a story about why Vanderbilt is the underdog, and the head of Caesar Sportsbook said Texas brand is too strong. Like, if you got Texas brand up against Vanderbilt and Texas is at home, he's like, just the public is just going to side with Texas in a game like this. Like, Vegas thinks that Vanderbilt is the better team between the two, but just Arch is on one side, Texas is on one side, their fan base, it's just, that's why the number is the number.
Also, Pavia, I mean, I know he beat South Carolina. The one time they've had to go on a road to a top-flight competition, they looked a little bit like a pumpkin. Now, Bama's a lot better than
Texas ain't Alabama.
Yeah, that's fair. But Pavia also played bad in that game, which is part of the story.
Let me ask you this. You got Niners on the road against the Giants, Colts on the road against the Steelers, Broncos on the road against the Texans, Seahawks on the road against Commanders. I think it's safe to say that those are four playoff teams, certainly four teams that are very strongly in the mix. You and I both know all four of these teams ain't winning. That ain't how the National Football League works. One of these teams is going to lose. Who do you think that is out of this four? Niners, Colts, Broncos, Seahawks.
I think the Broncos are getting sniped this weekend. I think we're going to talk on Monday about how the weekend went perfect for the Chiefs. They will have throttled the Bills, and the Broncos are going to get sniped by a Texans team that's playing a little saltier football of late. So I think the Broncos are most likely to get sniped in that group.
I think the Steelers are going to win. I think the Steelers are going to take care of business at home against the Colts. I like this Colts team. I just the Steelers are just one of those teams. They just win a fall football game at home. I had a lot of fun this week. Hopefully you guys did as well. Why don't we start the bye week with the win? We'll catch you guys next week. And until then, happy Halloween. And more importantly, I'll let Daniel Craig take you home.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.